Okay, we're about to
Okay, we're almost finished our discussion of Shigia. We just have a little bit of a side point at the end here. Right? If you open up, well, let's read a little more in the Chaber. We're up to the Yeshom. Yeshomrim, Shekol Shez Bashu Kamach Ben Yerushalayim, Shez Bashu Kel Tzark, Ben Yitzan, Biyavlo, Mortal Ashoz, Lega Bekira, O Afilo Agami Taner, Afilo Husek, Yefz Be'ethim, Afilo Ein Ruf of Tumbu, La Husker Ruf of Tumbu, Husek Be'ethim, Gobel, Shehetzkel, Shez Bashu Kel Yilmach, Ben Yerushalayim, Bechein, Lenin, Nath, Lech, Zira, Me'aleo, Balach, Zira, Aleha, Be'Shabbos, Mishachach Mashiach. Okay, that was the Hananiah we discussed. That's Mishachach Mashiach. Tapshedes for the special Gilmach of the site. According to Hananiah, the only case of Asur B wasn't even Ben Dursai. If it wasn't even Ben Dursai, then you don't begin to hold the unit of above Asur. Then it is Asur because you've got a very big Hananiah. We'll see about Dursai being Torah Lomar Parvashim. Kolshkin if it was Mason. Add to Rav and Agul Hakel Kit. Sorry, Shona. Okay, this maybe we all read already. Now, here's a new Indian. What's the new Indian? The new Indian was, there's two different prakim, really, even though it's not, the sugyas aren't really divided so well, but the third parak is about Monagid. I'm not being exact here. The third parak is about Shehiyah, leaving something on the stove when Shabbos starts, and then there's the fourth parak, which is about Hatmana, Bamet Tomim, and Me'in Tomim. Hatmana means if you leave it. What's hatmana? In English, insulated. Good, insulating. And what's the biggest problem there? There are two dargas. We'll see. There's insulating the rosh ein losif hevel. There's insulating the ravosif hevel. Something that adds hevel for sure. Also to insulate. Why? All right. Why zera shevayatman beremets? Because you might insulate in ashes with white holes in them. Basically, insulating the ikker, the grandfather of the isser of insulating seems to be if you insulate in coals. Now, if you do shahiyah and a tan or a kira that's not garfakatum, you are leaving it in the kira or taner with coals. Seems very similar. Both cases, you're leaving your food in coals before Shabbos. So why is there a separate dion of shahiyah and a separate dion of hatman? So here there are three basic approaches. One of them, I think I put here a list of all the different fascinating Rashis. Rashi throughout the Perek, meaning even beyond the Perek, Rashi throughout these Prakim seems to have a unique Shita. I would say Shita's Yachid, that Shehi and Hatman are the same thing. Shehi and Hatman are the same thing. For example, I'll read you a couple of Rashis. Rashi on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis says, excuse me. Zera Shemichat Begechalim. But here, you want to know why she asks Zera Shemichat Begechalim. Okay. Says Rashi, says Rashi, Zir Shemichat Begatolim, etc. He says, the Hachi Maski, Kira,
really, it's my name now.
I had the wrong context. What does it say in Daf Lamed Daled? It says, why aren't you allowed to do atmana? Zer shemiyachnim beremet sheishvar chelos. You might do atmana in ashes that are coals. And why can't you atmana in ashes that are coals? Shemichat begecholim. Very reminiscent, shemichat begecholim. of Daf Yuchesavet Beis. Why she asked her? She mechat v'gecholim. So Yuchesavet Beis, she does she mechat v'gecholim. Lama Dalarum Beis Hatmana she mechat v'gecholim. Says Rashi, zera she mechat v'gecholim in Hatmana. Right? The gods are off the dishlok al tzarka at she yigrof o she yikta v'hachim askin perakira d'amar rebi, etc. All of a sudden, he starts quoting Perakira, a grufa uktuma, in the context of Atmana. What is Rashi saying? Oh, even Atmana is also, unless you have grufa and grufa uktuma. Uktuma is with Shehiya. Why is Rashi saying even Atmana is also, unless you have grufa uktuma? Rashi seems to think that grufa, that Shehiya and Atmana are the same thing. And you see the same thing in Rashi, Daf Lam Gomen Beis. When you get to the beginning of Perakira, what does Rashi say there? He says, Ad Shehiya grof, in the Mishnah, Hagacholim Shem the Mosif Hevel. The time of Prishna, Perak de Le'el is not Yilchesed Beis. That's two problems. Shemichat v'gecholim. Meaning, when it says you have to be gorfikotim, we had a whole chakibur. What's the point of grufa k'tuma? Is the point of grufa k'tuma to be mesiach das, or is the point of grufa k'tuma to be a hacker? Rashi here seems to have a third hesper, even though it's more complex than a parak. He says, you know what the point of grufa k'tuma is? Look in the parak atmana. Is it the atmana of dover most of heaven, or atmana of dover she'ena most of heaven? Right? Hatmana ve dover ha most of heaven is aser, even if you have mana for Shabbos start. You can go beyond. So that's it. Shehiyah is just hatmana. So the answer is, if dover ha most of heaven is aser, dover she'ena most of heaven is aser, and the point of grufa k'tuma is to make it ena most of heaven. So Rashi unites Shehiyah and hatmana. That's already two Rashis. And I put two more Rashis here. If you look, for example, on Lamed Zion, Amud Aleph, there is a Rashi. So again, on Lamed Dalar Beis, in the middle of Hatmana, Rashi brings our Mishnah Grufa K'tuma. On Lamed Vavim Beis, on Grufa K'tuma Shehiya, Rashi quotes the language of Hatmana, the Enamos of Heaven, language only found in which is a language only found in Hatmana, and he keeps mixing them up. And here, Imamish uses the words. Hainu the shani beitochel al gaba on lamazayin and aleph the himashi latochel shenu grufa matmin mamish beremitz says, you know what the problem is shehiya betoch a kibur shenu grufa, because you're matmin beremitz, put in the oven, you're doing hatzmana in remitz. Again, he says, what's wrong with shehiya? Problem shehiya is that you're doing hatzmana. And likewise on lamet chesed beis, and this would be the last Rashi, four Rashis I think is enough to make a pattern. Rashi is machzirin. You know, there's a heter of Chazara, says Rashi. He just throws out a line here. He says, don't say that the Chazara and Shabbos is usher. It looks like you took it out and not playing with that. Rashi's just trying to explain something very innocent. Why is it a chiddush you can do Chazara on Shabbos day? The answer is, because on Shabbos, he could have just said very simple. It's a chiddush. You can even do a star Shabbos lunch, not just Friday night. Why? Because Shabbos lunch, no one had hot shalshos. So if you take it off, it seems like you're taking it off permanently. And it seems like you, of course, don't want to put it back. So when you put it back, it's like doing a new hanachal l'chatchila. That's how we would have said Rashi. Rashi, for no reason whatsoever, just throws in the language of Hatzmana. Bubla Hatzmana. Might seem like your Hatzmana is already doing mat l'chatchila, doing a new Hatzmana. And even if it's dark for cause, so Rashi always mixes the words Hatmana and Shehiyah. Rashi seems to hold that Shehiyah and Hatmana are the exact same Isser. Of course, Rashi's going to have to then agree with a bit of a Shitas Yachmel Marviyat, or better yet, maybe just the Makar of Marviyat. In Shehiyah, we find a Heter. What Heter do we find by Shehiyah? If it's already caught, there's a Heter of Shehiyah, right? For Hananiah, Macham, and Usai. And for the Chachamim, it's been Vashon called Sarkim Sam Baral. We never find a heter already cooked by a flan. Okay. So we do. So the answer is the Rav Yos says, yeah, of course what's already cooked is a heter. That works together with Rashi. She and Atman are the same thing. Of course, whatever says by she is true by Atman, whatever says by Atman is true by Shekia. Doesn't have to say so. You just automatically unite them. Okay, that's Rashi. Rashi thinks Shehiya is Hatmana. But no one in the world agrees with Rashi. Tosos is the most famous for being the first one to disagree with Rashi by name. Tosos says excuse me. Tosa says Mefurish that our cases are of course not the same as that our cases are of course not the same as Atmana. Tosa is the second Tosa in Berkira, parents with Kuntrichum, etc. And he says, what are you talking about? He says, of course there's nothing to do with Atmana. Rashi's whole, and Tosa says he thinks Rashi's factual. By Atmana, there's a difference between Moshe Pebble and Amos Pebble. By Jehiel, there's a difference between Gur Fakatum and not Gur Fakatum. Rashi says that point, Gur Fakatum is not Moshe Pebble. Tosa says, no, even Gur Fakatum adds heat. Well, there's enough heat to add. Rather says, Tosos, then he says it also, fully cooked is not a heter of Atmana. What does Tosa say at the end? Ella, below us from Osvel Davgu behatmana, but Lashahos Shari. Only Atmana is also, but Lashahos is Mutter, because that's not Atmana. Tosa says Lashahos is not Atmana. So let's just say here we have Shehia and Atmana. Rashi is a bit of a Shitas Yachid that says it's the same thing. Everyone else says it's two different things. So what's the difference between them? How do you explain what counts as Shehiyah and what counts as Hatmana, right? What counts as Shehiyah, what counts as Hatmana? How do you know? What does the Mechaber say? Says the Mechaber. This is all Shehiyah. What does Shehiyah mean? It's not insulated by the coals. How is it not insulated by the coals? It's not touching the coals. How is it not touching the coals? It's on a grate, right? Kise Shalbarzo, a metal grate. All Al Gavi Avanim, or it's standing on some stones. Doesn't mean a whole layer of stones. Three stones, like our stone bits. The Inu Gasmi Kol is not touching the coals. Well, it's one Al Gavi Gichol, the very coal, Usher. But if it would be touching the coals, that's Pasha, that's Usher because of Hatmana. That is the Shita of the Mechaber, and really that is Rabbeinu Chananel. Says Rabbeinu Chananel. Exactly. This mechaber of all atzmanah gabi kolam diberikol aser dekam atzmanah the rules of table aser fin l'yom. Right? Says Rabbeinu Chananel and the mechaber. He says no, shehiyah means not touching coals. And Hatmana means touching coals. They're two different things. Hatmana is much more chara than Shehiyah. Hatmana is a bit touching the coals. Shehiyah means it's not touching the coals. And therefore, we're more makel. What's the kula? A, as Tosfos points out, Shehiyah is mutter even Mosef Hefa. Because what are you going to say? What do you do with Garuf Bekatom? Rashi says, it's Eino Mosef Hefa. The lachain mutter lehatmin. The Tosos and everyone else say no. What are you talking about? Even Gerpa Katam is most of heaven, and would be usher hatmana. It's just that Shehiyah is not physically hatmana, right? Gerpa Katam is mutter because it's physically not hatmana, and there's no. It's a Shehiyah for one of the reasons we already mentioned. That is the Mechaber. Yes?
Rashi would have to say that Motsi Kolo.
Rashi Lechora would have to say Motsi Kolo Kasolo if you want to make an apples of heaven. That's a Pashup shot in any case. Now, of course, what would you have said if you read Tosos? And Tosos says, our parak is Shehiyah. That is not new Hatmana. How might you have said, what would you have said the difference is? I can't speak for Tosos. How might you have differentiated Shehiyah from Hatmana? Exactly. Hatmana, insulated, sounds like it's like covered, not just touching, right? And this is the Shita of the Rishoni Ashkenaz, right? Tosos is very vague, but the Darkei Moshe book, the Orza Ruah, and we're about to read it in Ma, he says, no, Shehiyah means even touching the coals, but not buried in coals. Hatmana means buried in coals, meaning Bain, the Machaber, Bain, the Ramah disagree with Rashi. They say Atmanashi are two different things. Let's review the two Tomers about Atmanah over Shekia. A, Hatmanah is Asr Dabar Mosef Hevel. Shehi is Mutter, even Dabar Mosef Hevel. Because even Garf Fakatam is Mosef Hevel, according to everyone about Rashi. B, Hatmanah is Asr, even if it's fully cooked, no matter how cooked it is. Shehi is Mutter, if it's already fully cooked. Likewise, Hatmanah is Asr, even if it's clear Haisa. She is Mutter, if it's clear Haisa. Right? Shehi is much more cow than Hatmanah. Because it's physically not as insulated. But where do you draw the line? Says Machaber, any touching of coals is called Hatmana. It's only called Shehi if it's not touching coals at all. Says the Orzabra, no, if it's buried in coals, it's Hatmana. If it's just touching on the bottom, that's not Mutman, it's not hidden. Mutman means hidden, like Tamut. Right? And that's what our boss says. As long as the top is not covered, even the bottom is covered. Okay, so Sfardim are Machber like the Chaber, and Ashkenazim are Mekel like the Ramah. Yes.
If it's the...
I mean, again, correct. I mean, if it's Garth and all the coals are swept out, then it's not Hatmana. Just not coals. But if it's Kato, let's say it's Kato, then it would still be Usher for the Machaber if it was, or if it would be Vushabil Tsarko and Stamek for Ralo, or if it would be Kedir Chaisa, it would still be Usher sitting on coals, according to the Machaber. Correct. Okay, so at least for Ashkenazim, we have skin like the Ramah, and even if it's sitting on coals, that's okay, as long as it's not buried in coals, just sitting on coals. Yes?
What's the problem with Matmana according to non-Rashi?
Everyone agrees. If the Gemara says, Lamadal and Rebbeinu, the problem that Matmana is Yatman Beremet Sheishbo Gachelis, and then Shemichat V'Gechol. Everyone agrees the problem is Shemichat V'Gechol, which is a reference from the both Shemichat. Everyone else would say they're both Shemichata, but they're two different Shemichatas with different rules.
We're talking about Beremets right now.
Well, all Hatmanas also less you do Hatmanas Beremets.
This chart right now we're dealing with Beremets.
Yeah, we're dealing with Hatmanas of the most pep. Right.
And it's still going to be Asr, same Asr of Shehiya. I mean, why would there be a difference?
Once it's not, Hatmanas is more thorough than Shehiya. You is not touching coals for Sfardim or touching coals on the bottom for Ashkenazim. That's the biggest Asr. And there are many coups, like Kotom, and like Boshel, and like Lo Boshel. There's like a million coups. And it would be Atmana, like touching coals for Sfardim or burying coals for Ashkenazim. Then there wouldn't be so many coups. Then it would be Usser in all cases. Okay. The Agav, we'll save this for some reason, Zion. But one of the big questions for Ashkenazim is where do you draw the line in terms of the Ramah? How buried does it have to be? Be called Hatzmana, right? Does it have to be buried 51% of the way? Does it have to be buried on five of the six sides? Does it have to be buried on all six sides? Right? That's the whole controversy about Krachbat Hatzmana. But let's save that for the Simon of Hatzmana. And let's go to the second part. So here's one part, Ashkenazim. We don't think any normal type of oven or stove is never a chash Hatzmana, and never a chash Hatzmana for Ashkenazim. Because it's never touching the coals. It's never touching the coals. Bravadia Lamaisa assumes that even for Sfardin we can make them nowadays, that we don't use coals, because even if it's on a hot plate, it's not touching wires, the heating element. Right? I mean, Bravadia assumes that even Sfardin nowadays don't have to be machmir. Because it's not touching the actual hot thing. It's just touching some piece of metal that protects that protects us from the hot thing. Whether it's in a hot plate or bleph, let's say, etc. So unless you have mamish like a stove top with a circle that it's touching, then check what I'd say. Okay. Lamaisa. If we have our platas, for a vinyl's maple, that he says if they cover the elements with metal to keep you from getting too burnt, or burning yourself too much, or for whatever reason, therefore it's not like putting it directly on it. There's a protective layer in it.
Rashi says that the pepper of
to be Rosh Hashanah.
Rashi didn't say, but we think he would say, and there's Rav Yah who goes that way, and then put two and two together and say, you know, and get 40. Okay. I mean, even though, again, I'm speaking on Rashi's behalf, Rashi didn't say anything one way or the other. But since it is a sheet like that in Ashkenaz, and it would match Rashi, it makes sense to put two and two together. Okay, what's the more, even more interesting issue? The more interesting issue is the continuation, which is if you're Sephardi, then you can't leave your pot on coals in the first place. You never have a question of how to take your pot off the coals. It's never off the coals. If you're Ashkenazi, you're allowed to leave your pot on coals. So if you're allowed to leave your pot on coals, how do you take it off the coals? What's the problem? When you take it off the coals, it could cause the coals to, it could agitate the coals, which is like a psikresha, not a purpose, of chitoy v'gecholim, and could cause the coals to burn more and be a havar. So, says the Ramah, t'chein ha-minig rakshin is harilin not kok tzas kodim Shabbos v'na'ish. But, we do leave it on coals, but we like separate it out a little from the coals before Shabbos.
In their own, that's not coverage.
We'll get to it. Let's save something for the
now. In coal.
Yeah, for the color, we're just dealing with this case. And it's like, what if the bottom is coals and the top is a blanket? Big controversy. How do you know that? We'll get to it. Sure, the bottom is coals and the top is a blanket. Plus, what if the bottom is a plata and the top is a blanket? Okay, we'll get it. What about the coverage of the cover of the pot count? Okay, we'll get to all these things. Now, the question is, how do you take it off the coals? Because when you shake coals, that's a psikaresha of chitoy. That's a psikaresha of chitoy v'gechol. So, what do? So, it says the Ramah, we're be just careful to separate it a little. Meaning, let's say it's like stuck. Here's your pot, and here's your coals. It's like tightly attached to the coals. When you move it, you're going to move some coals. So what do you do before Shabbos? You like shake off the coals a little so they're not, obviously, going to be coals at the bottom, but they're not going to be on the sides. You're not necessarily going to move them, take it off without moving them. And then you won't be doing a psegresha of chidu b'gecholim. It's usually sholos yuri shabbos. Bonet komen eish. Matzol gabe eish for Shabbos. What if you didn't? Gen sholos yuri sham al yidei akum. Then you're allowed to tell the goyim to do it if you like akum. But in sholos yuri sham, if there's no goy, then you can do it. And just do it very, very carefully. So, right, when you were a kid, did you sell the game operation? Right, yeah, play operation. So that you don't move any coals. Basically, do it in a way where you do it so carefully, you might or might not move the coals. And then even if you do them, since you might not have, and it is okay. Okay, this is a big machlokas rishonim about removing from the coals. There were two opinions. There are three opinions. The Mordechai says that you can take them out of the coals. You're not worried about the Hagos Maimonides. The Rav Yah says a Jew can't, but a goy can. And the Sefer Agur says that even a goy can't. Super machmir. And the Ramah makes a shara. He basically paskins a Jew can't, but a goy can. But if you're really stuck with Yebed, then a Jew can do it if you are super careful about it. The Magen Avraham, is a little more machmir. If you look at the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan, Yud Ches, he says, that if there are coals next to it, then even the Mordechai agrees it's usher. Even the Mordechai agrees it's also if there are coals next to it. And even Al Yidei Akum. He brings a stira in the Hagos Maimonides. Let's just take the two cases. One is if there are, let's say there are coals next to it. Right? What if there are coals next to it? Lo nitko. We didn't like shake off the coals that are next to it. This would be Lo nitko, may erev Shabbos. This would be a case of there wasn't any coals under it. It's not suspended in the air. doesn't know how to levitate. But Nitko means, like, you know, you shook the coals from around it. It's sitting on a few coals, but it's easy to remove it without doing much of anything. So, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, if you took all the coals away, then no problem. this is, says the Ramah, motor. Right? Because when you pick it up from the coals, you're not doing anything to bigger problem. What about this case? So, here is, what is the, it's a little unclear. Exactly what we mean, says the Mordechai. Not so clear what the Mordechai says. The Ramah assumes that the Mordechai says Motel Yisrael because the Dabshim Miskavi. Right? The Ramah Motor Al Yedei Yisrael, even if there are coals next to it. But the Magen Avraham disagrees. Says the Magen Avraham that is only if the coals aren't next to it. They're just underneath it. But the coals are next to it. He quotes a different Mordechai who says it is Asur. Okay, the Ramah assumes, no. He means it's Mordechai says, oh, it's Asur. Mordechai, do carefully, Asur, don't care. He says, no. The man says, the Magen Avraham, Asur, of the Israel. The Hagos Maimonios says, the Hagos Maimonios and the Rav Yah, he's quoting the Rav Yah, says, Aser Al Yidei Yisrael, Motor Al Yidei Akom. Here also, the Magen Avraham says, well, it's a stira, it depends where you look in the where you look in the Hagos Maimonides, in one place, he says, Osir even Ali Deyakom. And that's the Sefer HaAgor, right? The Sefer HaAgor. And the Hagos Maimonides says, Osir Af Ali Deyakom. So, how do we pass him the Maisa? What is the Halacha Maisa if you forgot you were not to give me Erev Shabbos? excuse me. What do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah's Machria here, if you look in Sivkata, Nun Aleph, he says, Motro li Yisrael, v'daf kashemes k'dira al-da b'gechalem, v'olam b'chol menachem tzav v'akdira, osro li Yisrael l'asiro, v'yishon dal yidein netilaso, v'vada yichat b'gechalem, okay, what does he say? It's funny. The Ramah sounds pretty clear. Like, if you do it carefully, it's okay. But the Mishnah Berurah is more machmir. So halacha lemaisa. Al Yedei Yisrael. Clearly, the mashmatus of the Ramah, Mutter in Nizhar, but the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say Aser, and we pass in Aser. We pass in for Yisrael as Aser because of separation. There's no such thing as being careful. Mishnah Berurah said, even the Magen Avraham only makes you be careful if it's this case. Okay. What about Al Yedei Goy? He continues. We saw Goy was a bit of machlokas. So he says, "Afli de Ako ayin Yehudi ish machmir mazayin magen Avraham el Yerav v'koma." So our shab tish this machlokas kila al dein Yehudi v'de etc. So what about Al Yedei Goy? What about Al Yedei Goy? Says the Ramah Mentor, he's not really worried. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He says even the the Magen Avraham is not so clear. He says, Pasha Pasha Ligi Shrobrings of Machlok to the Ligi Akam says, Mishnah Berurah, Litzorech Shabbos Mutter. Okay, if you need to, then it is Mutter. Okay, and that's how we And basically comes out almost the same thing. The Ramban just said the Pashalish Mutter that not even want to talk about. When I post Shishu Akhmi Renewal, the Mishabur is a little more nervous. Magnar is a little more nervous, but they're not going to be like the Makila. Let me ask a simple question. Why is it Mutter? Akum? Why is it Mutter the Akum? So it could be because of Shlus Bishlus, Litzorech Shabbos. What is Shlus Bishlus? Tell a guy to do a Drabbanon. 1 second, look in the Gra here. Says the Gra. says the Gra here. Sorry. The Psik Rachel Yanguni Mutter, etc. Then he adds the option is Kamak Mokka also Bishop Psik Rachel, I and Tosa, etc. The Shlomer, the Hacha Hachi Taima, the Machai Bahuli, who also we drop on none. It's only this drop on none. Phil King Matro, the Ain Yehudi came into Ain Ola Shlus, Koshakatsu, which was at Desh and Ulukamban, Besoka Simon, Bill King Dogim. Etc. What does the Gross say? Says only Rabbanan. Mutter the Akum. Lama Mutter al Yedei Akum. Says the Gross. Shmos. And he assumes that this is only an Isser Rabbanan of Mafia. However, I'm not sure that I am convinced. Yes, Zaki? Yes, but then you have to continue to the next one. Right? You have to continue to the next one. And then he read on. Right? You see the next one?
Right, that's going to be
No, but yeah, but look what he says to Kade. The Afshin Miskam Kamakam Asr Misham Sikresha, etc. etc. Ayin, etc. etc. Abiy Slower, etc. But Asr Midrabanan Vilach. Right, it's Aser Darabana, and that's why it's Mutter. It's only a Shvus. Right, so the Chorik is Sigrational Nichle or Melashut Gufa, same thing. It's only Darabana. However, Zaki's right. The first grunt didn't sound that way. I'm just going to interpret it in line of what he says at greater length later. If you look in the Lash of the Magna Brahm, I think he means something very, very different. What does the Magen Avraham say? Says the Magen Avraham. Where is this? Mihu behagot that means agos is perikvav kasav the mutter of the akum the ain anu omer lo lo lachabos lo lahave rak l'salik hamachol ad kach. We're not telling him to do kibbutz or harbara. The Gemara priest actually says that when you soak the coals, there are two amalach that can happen. You are mechave the ones when you mix them. Mechave the one that gets covered, and you are not really the one that gets uncovered. But we're not telling you keep your yarbara. We're just telling him to take off the tashel. Okay, it doesn't sound like the head of your shvus to shvus mitzvah. He doesn't say it becomes only a very light thing or something. What does the Magen Avraham say? We're not telling him to do kibbutz or harbara. We're only telling him to pass us the pot of feet. It sounds from here like the heter is something else. What's the heter? The answer is ultimately amira la'akum, right? What does it mean? By the way, agav, the Shar Tzion says like the grah. If we come back to this, mem gimel the emesalo ref segrachlo nichalei visur rak midor abana lukuli alma k'demochach etc. Okay, I mean, he doesn't say explicitly, but it sounds like it's because of Shvus and Shvus, but I think the Magen Avraham means something else. Pasha is what the Magen Avraham is saying. He's saying, we didn't tell him to keep our Avara, we just told him to take off the pot. Meaning, is that also for good in Lachan Shabbos? What's Usher? Is it also for good in Lachan Shabbos? Adram, it's also for good in keep Shabbos, right? What's Usher? For good in Malacha, that. For me, that I told him to do, or maybe even for me, so I'll come to tell him to do it. So here's an interesting subtle point. If I tell the guy to take my pot off the stove, am I telling him to stoke the coals? If I tell him to do something as a psikration, am I telling him to do the psikration? I tell him to bring me the pot of food. Am I telling him to do he did the gechala? So you might have said, yes, maybe that's a sphere from the upper, and one arm goes, my body goes, yeah. But I tell him to take off the pot of food, I'm also telling him to stoke the coals. Ipso facto. And therefore, I'm telling him to block on Shabbos. But I think the Magen Avraham is saying in the name that goes, my money, you see, is that no. The because absikaresha is not mitzurit. Meaning, I told him, a classic example, right? I tell the goy to open the fridge, and the light goes on, right? Did I tell him to turn on the light? I didn't tell him to turn on the light. I told him to open the fridge. Why did he turn on the light? He turned on the light. Stop. He didn't turn on the light for me. Did I ask him to turn on the light? Do I want the light on? No. Now, you can see this either way. You can say, well, since I told him to open the fridge, and opening the fridge turns on the light, therefore, I told him to turn on the light, slash, he's turning it on for me. But I think that could be so to the machlokes. How do you look at psikresha? Am I telling him to do the psikresha? I'm telling him to do psikresha. He's just doing stop. Like, it's interesting. Why is he doing chidu b'gechalim? The answer is, for no reason, really. It's just an unintended side effect. So if he does an unintended side effect, is that for me? Or is that, it's not for him or for me, it's for nothing. Right? So I think that's the really yisod. I think the mashmos of the Magen Avraham, and Zaki's right. This is what the first one said. Right? Although it's not what he says in the Hemshech. He says, no, it's a din in Amira L'Akum. Bitzik Reisha lo choshev ilu Hayisrael Omar lo or Asa Avor Hayisrael. Right? Because we know, even if you don't tell, it's also if he doesn't afford you to. I think that's what the so. I know the raw makes it sound out that way, but I think Pash is most often, I think most consumed because so here is a special term in Yulah. Amir La'akov, it needs to be for me. Remember, if I tell the guy to do malach for himself, that's mutter. Let's say I tell the guy, you know what? I'm Jewish, so I can't take advantage. But there's a big sale in, Target. You know, why don't you drive to Target and you can stock up on all the stuff we need? Okay. Why do I tell this to the guy? Because, you know, he does me a lot of favors, so I want good tips, like, picked up from Dan's deals that he doesn't know about, so that'll do me more favors in the future, whatever. But I'm not telling you anything for me. I'm telling you about why I'm doing a favor for myself. So that's how to remember on Shabbos. I told him to do a lot of myself on Shabbos. The class was able to post it. I tell him to cook himself food. I tell him to cook himself food on Shabbos. I just can't tell him to cook meat or let him cook meat. So here it's tricky. He's taking off the pot for me, but that's not malacha. He's doing feet to the Gechalim, not for me or for him. For no reason whatsoever. That's what separations are. You're doing things for no reason. So you're doing things for no reason. Does that count as doing it for me? Like it's closer to me than him, and it's connected to what he's doing for me? Or does that count as not for me? Because he's not doing it for me. And I think really the assault here of this that Malashan the Magen Avraham is that he's not considered to be doing it for me. And this is basically becomes, even though the Mishnah Berurah accepts this reflection, think what the Mishnah Berurah said, the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is. And the foot of the Shard Sion, he says, is the box is holy drop on it anyway? No, I don't know. The truth is, I don't know if it means Shlos or Shlos, or it just means for a real huckle. But Lemaisa, it's become a couple of modern posts, going to be a little more Mako Venti than the Mishnah Berurah, and if for cases when Sorah Shams, not the biggest Sorah in the world, then we are maybe there we could be Makel on Psikresha of a guy because Lemaisa it's not really a Sorah to me. And that's the minute. If someone forgot to start lighting the fridge on Shabbos, they can tell a guy to open the fridge, even though turn on the light. Why? He's not turning on the light for me. He's just opening the fridge for me. He's turning on the light for nobody. And therefore, I didn't tell him. That's the initial person. I didn't tell him to turn on the light in the fridge. I told him to open the fridge. Why is he turning on the light? For no reason. Okay, that's something that's from your lacking to get him to do something for no reason. Only going to do a lacha for a reason for me. That's not poshet. Again, you could have said, he's turning on the light for me because it goes together with opening the fridge. But I think that's really the finish here. The Mekilim, you can separate out that what I'm telling him to do from what the inevitable side effect. The inevitable side effect that I didn't tell him to do is not connected to me, it's not mature to me, and therefore mutter. That's the Minigah Olam. That when it comes to Psikresha, for Tzor Shabbos, we are Mikol.
In this case, it's a Psikresha colonial.
Right, this is Psikresha colonial. So the Shir Tzion says, oh, we can use the lyrics to drop on it anyway. But the later posts are making the even dorms. Even if it's a grace with the Raisa. Now, our fridges lights are also trouble nowadays. You're not you're saying, what if it's a segregation that's nita for the Yisrael?
Right. Fridge light is
okay, then still, no, we should no so if it's a case where the Jew really needs the segregation, then clearly that would be us. But it's a case of, let's say, it's a case of one of the, you're right, if the Jew really wants the segregation or needs the segregation, then push them. But it's if the case of where there's like some use for it, but I'm not interested in that use. Let's say the fridge light goes on. Is that micha or lo micha? It's an interesting question. What if the fridge light goes on? But what if the fridge? It's a good question. We go look at the fridge. The fridge light goes on. It might be micha because it's good to have the light in the fridge, but I don't really care. It's micha that like. Oh, it's useful to have light in the fridge, but I'm not interested in having light in the fridge. My concern is not having light in the fridge, but I think we'd still be making.
And we call that lo micha in every case?
I'm not convinced I call it lo micha in every case, but for this purpose, I think we could be.
I would be the one searching through the fridge, not the book.
I'm the one searching through the fridge, but if I don't, I'm the one searching through the fridge. But if I'm not, it's a good question. Is there some, I'm claiming there's some in between, where if I opened it, I call it segregation nicholai, but I can still apply the heter to a guy. Am I correct? Okay, let's leave that a little bit, sorry. Again, but the mind is light in the fridge, I'm probably cool saying, yes, yeah, Zach.
Didn't there an advocate of
and I can even use that light afterwards.
Yeah, that's very controversial. You definitely tell him to get something yourself. You tell him, but that's a little different. It's not even a separation. I mean, it's not even a separation. Right? That's really a separate act. Right, that's a separate action. So I think that's a separate loss. Okay. What? That's not necessarily true. He could, he could light a match and look for the shoes. He could, there are other ways for him to find the shoes. I'm not convinced. Okay. My turn. I think that's all we have to say about Sivala. We're ready for Sif Beis. Shmuel, when you get a chance. Sif Beis, Hachzara. What does it say? Sif Beis, Kira, she grew up, Ketuma, but not to like their male down. Shabbos, Kira, that's Ketuma. Put the pot off it even on Shabbos itself. Well, I've seen what I feel on Shabbos means mutter lachzira. You're allowed to put it back. There's a heter machzara with certain conditions. A, kol zman shemotachas, if it's still hot. Atherim up, B, ve'od b'yado, v'lo v'nifal gavei karka, still in your hand, put it on the ground, v'dai to lachzira. And you had a mind originally, you took it off to put it back. V'dafka al gavel, tofu usher, you can only put it on top, not inside. If a tanner also has to be the garment kotim, and a tanner is also even the garment kotim, he's only here, not a tanner. But in the kubach, we see where he gets to eat him just like tzavalef. A kubach with gets to eat him becomes like a tanner. With kashrut bava becomes like a kira v'davkesh kavshel shemizbach of called zarko, and only if it was already fully cooked. Okay, before we get to all of these conditions, let's just get to the basics. Shehiya. Everyone knows why there's an Isser Drabban and Shehiyah. Someone tell me in three words. Says that, Yud Chesem and Beis. Does it ever say why there's an Isser of Hachzara and Shas? No. I'm not counting. I don't count the first. In the Gemara, it never says why Hachzara is awesome. So, we have to try to figure out. Okay, so why is Hachzara awesome? Meaning, Hafzor is mutter if you fulfill all these conditions, right? We just read like eight conditions or something. But if you don't fulfill all the conditions, Hafzor is usher. Why is Hafzor usher? Maybe Mystic of Abashal. Where'd you get the idea from? Some of the Rishonim. Okay. For example, can we find them in our Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin. I know that's earlier. What did the Mishnah Berurah say in Lamed Zayin? Oh, he's talking about Hananya. Because remember, what did Hananya say? Perhaps it's not the Mishnah Berurah Chazara. So as a tangent, he talks about Chazara. Svirale, the Kimish is Bashal, Shoroi Lechel, Gedchak, Su Lechel, Mecha, Shemichata, came into right lachil leam echad bechina, but lachin shari afil beinu grufu ketumah beitzarch lazeh elok shadayim. You only need grufu ketumah shadayim legil machmen yursai. If not machmen yursai, then Tanami says you need grufu ketumah. Oh, shabalazir shabbos. You need grufu ketumah in matar chazara. Why? Why is chazara aser but not grufu ketumah? Remember, the mishnah is aser chazara. Is not if you put it down, if you didn't have das, etc. That's the gemara. Mishnah is so chazara, it's not grufa katan. Why? The metzekim of vashalina grufa, it looks like cooking. If you have a regular stove, then it looks like cooking. If it's grufa katan, then this doesn't look like cooking, who would cook this way? Right? Then it's obvious that you're not doing cooking because it's a weird kind of thing for Shabbos. Right? You don't have a proper fire. But if you have a proper fire, then it could look like cooking. It's not really cooking because it's already cooked. Right? Chazara, it's already cooked. Right, in bishul or bishul, but it could look like cooking if you put it in bishul. If something's already cooked and you put it in kli rishon, then it doesn't look like cooking. But if you put it on a fire, it could look like cooking and could lead to could lead to confusion. Likewise, keep your finger on Lamed Zayin, but skip for a moment to Nun Hey. But it's saying you need, right? You need to keep holding it in your hand. Why? He says, "Riton Lomar Shelo Heser Kiram Yado," etc. You have to keep it in your hand. Why? Because otherwise, it looks like you're putting it the first time. And he says at the end of this, "V'Chacham Lo Hitira El Chazar Lo Hush L'Chachila." Chacham didn't permit you to put it down L'Chachila, only to put it back. But if you took it and put it on the floor, then it looks like you're putting it down in the first place. And what's so bad? Ashkenaz Bashkut Sarkut Eimav Minatim Mishav Esurishim Kavakom. When you put it someplace where you used to cook, Nira, Kimavashal Chilva Shabbos. It looks like Mavashal Chachila, Nira Kimavashal. Twice the Mishabur says Nira Kimavashal in Lamed Zayin and in Nun Hey. So what's the Tom for the Isser Chazara? The Tom for the Isser Chazara is one is Mechse Kimavashal. Who says Mechse Kimavashal besides the or before the Mishabur? A Rashi says, Inami, right? Metzei kemevashel. Sorry, no, that's like she had. Lo Matzir, Meshav, the Metzei kemevashel. Right, Metzei kemevashel, who else? The Ran, right? And I think in Nun Hey, he also quotes in the Sharat Zion, that's the Rashba, okay? Rashi, Rashba, Ran. What's the other possibility? Go to the Sharet Zion Lamed Zayin. Coincidentally, the Sharet Zion Lamed Zayin is on the Mishpura Lamed Zayin. He says, Rashi Baran, Uva Sefer HaYosher Isa, who's the Sefer HaYosher? Says Rabbeinu Tam, V'lekach Be'in Grufa, V'shem Shanot Lamed Eish, Pa'amen Shemitz Tanenetz Ketah. Ah, if you take it off the fire, it gets a little cooler. Right, I mean, what's the difference between Shein and Chazara? Let's review. For Rashi and Ran, what's in Zishi and Chazara, Shehiyah doesn't look like cooking on Shabbos. You put it on before Shabbos. Doesn't look like anything on Shabbos. But Chazara, you took it off and put it back on Shabbos, that could look like cooking. What's the only way that it cannot look like cooking? A, if it's a funny kind of fire, Gorfa Katam. And B, if you keep it in your hand, but you take it off the fire until you put it back, so you can get very clear that it was on the whole time and you're not really cooking anything. Yeah, you have to do two things to make it not look like cooking. A, keep it in your hand the whole time, and all the ancillary things that go with that. B, make it a funny-looking fire. Says that the Sefer Yosher, no, you know what the problem is? When you do Shehiyah, it stays hot. When you do Hachzara, you took it off, it cooled down. Now you need to warm it up again. There's more Shemi Yechate. There's more Shemi Yechate by Chazara. Why is there more Shemi Yechate by Chazara? Because since you took off and it cooled down, now you're nervous, you want to warm up again. So there's more Shemi Yechate, even fully cooked food. No Shemi Yechate or Shehiyah, that's because they didn't cool down. But for Chazara, when they cool down off the stove, there's Shemi Yechate. So says Rabbeinu Tam, Shema Yechate Begecholim. That's Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher. Yeah.
Did we put Rashi earlier on the cuts? Good. Zara. Potentially, we have a problem with Batma, which is a problem with Shemi Yechate. So, what is Rashi saying? It's a problem of.
Right, it's actually a very, very good question. It's actually a very good question. Now, the truth is that that this Rashi on the Mishnah is what's a little funny. It's going on Bishamai. This Rashi is going on Bishamai. Bu'atzus Hazara, even if it is Garif Hakatov. So if it's Garif Hakatov, why should Hazara be a problem? After all, it's Eina Mosef Hevel, and the rule of Hatman of Eina Mosef Hevel. Before Shabbos, you get out, you put it back on Shabbos. So the truth is that I don't know if I would have made a big deal this Rashi, because this Rashi is in the Beis Shammai, who assers even Garif Hakatov. Ah, if he assers even Garif Hakatov, why would that be? It must be something new. But it could be the other Rashi over to the Beis Hillel. So you're right, we should put a, maybe I was too quick to quote the, right?
You see the concept of that.
Right, the Shita's Beis Shammai, Rashi says that the Shita's Beis Shammai, he doesn't necessarily tell us that's the Shita Beis Hillel. And he can't say I've won it for Beis Shammai because it doesn't follow the rules. He's too machmir. Okay, now, the Balamor, who's not in the Mishnah Berurah or the Beis Yosef, etc., makes a very sharp chiluk, which I think might really be the Sheet of Greater Tom. Although, maybe Shani Ashkenaz don't think so. Says, really, some of the Achronim divide the realm of Chazar into two separate Isurim. What two separate Isurim did the Achronim divide this into? What do they call it? Chazara and Hanacha L'Kachiva. Chazara is the Isur in the Mishnah. Hanacha L'Kachiva is the Isur in the Gemara. Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. Right? What do we mean? There might be two Isurim. Then the Baal Amor, he says there are Sveitinim. One is the Isser Chazara, which means if, right, we have the all these conditions you need for Chazara. But who says all these conditions are the same thing? This is found in the Mishnah. Mishnah and Lamed Vavon days, which equals Chazara al Gabe Kira She'ena Grufa Uktuma, which I mean obviously Grufa Uktuma. It's also to be master of the Kira, it's not Grufa Uktuma, even if you have every other condition in the world. You took it off, you have it in your hand, it's fully cooked, it's hot, it's setting you the right das, you can't put it back to that guard for couple. Right? If you have, let's say for example, a regular oven that has nothing covering the fire, etc., or regular gas or electric stove, nothing covering it, and you take off, you can't put it back, not covered because there's a second Isser, and this is what the Achronim call the Isser of Hanacha Lechatchila. And this comes from the Gemara on Lamed Chesam and Beis. And what this means is even if it is Dorah Pekata, that's not matter everything. Right, we all learned, hopefully, in elementary school, high school, maybe. Let's say you have a Garif Hakatov, right? You have a gas stove with a lech on top of it, with a piece of metal on top of it, so it's Garif Hakatov. And you take off your pot from the stove, what do you have to do? If you want to put it back, you have to make sure you have das mahatzer, and it's a little bit yogurt, you keep your hand on it, etc. Right, and this is Chazara M. Hiniko al gabe karka vichuli. By vichuli, I mean they don't like to laugh here, etc. Right? Hiniko al gabe karka. And this, it's not really Chazara, right? Basically, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin was talking about the issue of Chazara. If not, Garif Hakatov, Mexico, Vasha. Mishmus would cut a note, hey, why do you have to say the same thing again? So that's the else. What if it's not still in your hand? Put it down on the floor. Even if it is Garif Hakatov, it's all searches Mexico Vasho. He said they're both Mexico Vasho, right? Meaning, let me just add here. Afilu oda biyado bidaito lahachzer. Even if you had a mind to put it back. If it's not Garif Hakatov, that's the Isser Chazar, that's the Mishnah. Even if Afilu al gabe kira rufa uktuma, even if it is Garif Hakatov. If you didn't have mind to put it back, or you put it down on the floor, meanwhile, you basically broke your seerah to the original Kehiyah,
You said, oh, I'm done now, I'm starting again. That's the Yisriyachon Balanachalach Achima. Not really an Yisriyach Chazara Chazara. If you do Chazara on the wrong kind of fire, it's not Gerb and Chazara. Here the problem is that it's not even Chazara. Chazara means you're continuing, going back to what you had. You're not going back to what you had. You lost what you had. You said, end of scene, cut. Now you're starting again. You put it on the floor. You lost what you had. Now you're starting from scratch. Starting from scratch, you can't put something on. Only Chazara is motor. And this is an Nachal Lechatzipa. So a lot of that nickname is two different serves. The Yisr Chazara, which means it wasn't Dorf HaKatzim. The Yisr Nachal Lechatzipa, which means that even if it was Dorf HaKatzim, but you already lost your Tseiruf to the original being on the stove. Says the Baal HaMor, he says Tzveitinim. What did the Baal HaMor say? He says the Yisr Chazara is Shem Yechata B'Gachalim. He says, you know why you need Gufa Ktuma? Even if it's fully cooked. Ah, Kabashahia, if it's fully cooked. And we're not worried in the stove to cold, it's already cooked. By Chazara, even if it's fully cooked, you took it off and lost all your heat. Now when you put it back on, you might stove the coals to get it hot again. But that's not why it's usser to put it back if you put it on the floor. If I put it on the floor, then why should we choshesh any anymore if I put it on the floor than held in my hand? This is because of mechzeik of avashel. The truth is, the Baal HaMor is the most logical. If it's not dark because of why not put my cooking? I took it off and I'm putting it back. Everyone knows I'm not cooking. That's Shem Yechata. After all, we all know dark because of the Shem Yechata. It applies to Shehiya. If I put it on the floor, that's Shem Yechata. Don't work Shem Yechata if I put it on the floor than if I held it in my hand. That's the best thing with Bashal. Takes them off the floor, put it on the stove. People are, it'll look like I'm cooking things. But as long as I kept my hand, it doesn't look like cooking. So he said, Sveitinim, says the Baal HaMor. Could it be that Tom really meant that? It's definitely possible, but we're not sure. Okay.
Really said it looks, that's kind of
your no, he really just thinks that's kind of the gore. Ah. If you want to take Rabbeinu Tam across the board, he doesn't put Rabbeinu Tam across the board. But if you want to say, no, it's all purely Shem Yechata, what you have to say is that if it's not Gorb Bekotum, then Shem Yechata. Even if it is Gorb Bekotum, when you put it on the floor, it's sort of a low plug. And when you put things on the floor, they usually look more than if they kept them in their hand. And therefore, since it cooled off more, even Gorb Bekotum were a great Shem Yechata. You're right. To make it a pure Shem Yechata, you'd have to be Nitzchak. Which, okay, we'll see in a moment why I think it might be. Well, why I think there might be room to say the remainder of time really holds like Baal HaMor, though he doesn't say so by any stretch of the imagination. Okay, so there are three shikos why there's an answer. One is that it's all just ways of seeing what looks like cooking, what doesn't. That's what the Mishnah Berurah itself likes, right? This is not for the Mishnah Berurah. He only brings this in a footnote as like for your intellectual edification. Right, this is the Hachra of the Mishnah Berurah. Right, he says again, A is Sifkat and Lamed Zayin. He says, not Gerfa Kalta, Mechzikim of Vashem. B is Sifkat and Nun. Hey, if you put it on the floor, it's Mechzikim of Vashem. It's full of just examples of Mechzikim of Vashem. Meaning, Tavs to Shem Yechata, the Baal HaMor says, Tveitinim. There are many conditions. Some conditions are to avoid Shem Yechata, like Gerfa Kalta, which we have precedent that avoids Shem Yechata. Because that's Shehiyah. Remember, for the Mishnah Berurah based on the Ran, it's an amazing coincidence. Gerf HaKatan takes away Shem Yechata by Shehiyah and takes away Mechzik HaMavashal by Chazara. Coincidentally, the same thing takes away two different Yisurim. Now, what you might expect the Mishnah Berurah to say, right, is an amazing coincidence for the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Gerf HaKatan, she is Asur to Shem Yechata, but Gerf HaKatan takes away Shem Yechata. Chazara is Asur to Mechzik HaMavashal, Gerf HaKatan takes away Mechzik HaMavashal. It's an amazing coincidence that Gerf HaKatum, the same Gerf HaKatum, takes away two different problems with two different halachos, coincidentally. It wouldn't surprise us if maybe someplace the Mishnah Berurah ended up saying, well, it's not really the same. You know, the gether of Gerf HaKatum for one and the gether of Gerf HaKatum for the other have to have differences between them because they're different oneness. Right? Would that surprise us? What? It might even be Geshmak. Okay. So if Yom's going to say it's Geshmak, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, seemingly approvingly, this wild Yeshuas Yaakov. What is this wild Yeshuas Yaakov? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, for example, in Samaches.
Is Samaches the right one? Yes. Look at the Mishnah Berurah in Samaches. The last line. Ulfim Ashakasab Sefer Yeshua's Yaakov, right by the Samach Allah footnote of the Shar Tzion. According to what the Yeshua's Yaakov wrote, Dilin Chazora Sagi Sheyigro Pagachol Natan Echad. Ah, for Shehiyah, you have to sweep them out. Remember, there's a machlokas. For Shehiyah, you have to sweep them out. For Chazor, it's enough to sweep them to the side. Yesh Lakov, Gar, Fakol, Yom Shiyak, Zad Echad. Then you need to go with. On Friday, he's not going to charge against people. If on Friday, he swept them to the side, and he's just so you won't be thinking, he's very clear. But just in case he wasn't, in Sharetzi and Samach Aleph says, Masha Enkin, Lin Yeshihia, Lin Yeshigo, Kol, Lin Lachutz, I am shocked, I'll reach Timon. Don't think Yeshua's Yaakov is just stopping Mahmiel, the Kumba, the end of God. For Shehiyah, you have to remove the coals. For Chazara, it's enough to sweep them to the side. Why would Yeshua's Yaakov say the same word, Garth? It's two different things in Shehiyah and Chazara. Right? It's not like a speak speaker or something like that. Like, oh, maybe you don't even need Gora for Chazor, even if you do, maybe this counts as Gora. But I don't need Gora. I think it's clear this is the Mishnah Berurah L'shitasim. Since the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Gora is accomplishing two, against Rina Tom, against the Baal Lord, he thinks that they're accomplishing two separate things. In Shehiyah, it's to prevent Shemi Yechate. In Chazora, it's to prevent Mesikim and Bashel. Then he quotes Yeshua's Yaakov and said, ah, well, if the Garuf is accomplishing two separate things, then maybe it's two different kinds of Garuf, right? This is, let's just point out that, right, you don't even say Geshmak, that Lefizeh, Garuf, Le'inyan Shehiyah, is Balin Noah, Shemi Yechateh, B'Gecholim. And le'in yan chazara, it's balim noah, mechse kemavashim. The point of gara for shehiyah is to make sure you don't stoke the coals. But chazara is not about stoking the coals. The point of why chazara are not about stoking the coals, because it's already fully covered. Once it's already fully covered, we're not worried about stoking the coals. Even in a cool off for 5 minutes, we're not worried about stoking the coals. That's what you've been mechse kemavashim. And therefore, says the Mishnah, so cut in Samaches in the name of Yeshua's Yaakov, but keep in mind, it's not like the Mishnah Berurah passed like every Yeshua's Yaakov. Right? No, he obviously approved of this Yeshua's Yaakov. What does he say? He says, what's the nafkamina? Is Sarah Ligro Wachos. Ah, to prevent Shem Yechate, you have to sweep them out. If you sweep them out, then you won't come to stoke them because they'll be out. But Sagi Ligrof Litstadin. To make it not look like normal cooking, you know what? If you sweep the coals to the side, it doesn't look like normal cooking. In fact, they have taken the bashel. But it can still be Shemi Yechate. To avoid Shemi Yechate, you have to sweep them all outside. Right? Meaning, to avoid Shemi Yechate, you have to sweep them out so there's nothing left to stoke. To avoid messing up bashel, you just have to make it look weird. And here, you made it look weird. Okay, he also commit himself to something about Shehiyah, but it's the Mishnah Berurah. Again, if he was writing a term of Baal Lor, he couldn't have passed the sense about this because the point of Gerv Kotev is the same thing for Shehiyah and Chazara. So why start defining the word differently? If he's lied to the Raman, then it makes a lot of sense. If the point of Gerv is to accomplish two different things, then who says it should be the same Gerv? Maybe it's two different Gerv. Doesn't have to be, but at least you're open to that possibility.
It could you say even more that it would be tell whether or not you need to be mindful, but Hecker was Hesachadas?
Correct. And clearly, there's no meaning of Hesachadas when it comes to Hazara, it's Mexican Bashel. It's all about, I'm not sure it's Hecker. It's not Hecker to not be able to get a fallen. It's a different kind of Hecker. It's closer to Hecker, I'd say. You know, but it's not exactly Hecker.
So you wouldn't need to, Lemaisa, though, that means you wouldn't need to actually, you wouldn't need to be mindful.
For sure. Bashel.
So, the thin aluminum foil would be good for
according to the Mishnah Berurah. Correct. Okay, we have to keep that in mind. It's a good hour. Should I tell you one thing that I think tremendous horror that comes from the Mishnah Berurah, which is that covering the knobs
for sure
shouldn't work for Chazara. Because how does, well, Tachbetit for Chazara is irrelevant because if you took it off, then it's obviously not Tachbetit.
It's just okay for text. Right? Because that means you took it off. You took it off.
You're moving out.
Ah, you mean our topic. Not the old topic. Correct. According to this, the het or any het that has moved the nod should not help for Chazar. Should not count as door for Chazar. That is a big chumra. That is a big chumra. That all of this kula of covering the nods, those who are make of rhyme colors make to cover the nods, according to the Mishnah, that should only work for Chazar. But there is for a Shehiyah, there should be no possibility of covering the knobs for Chazar. Meaning another meaning of this is Lefiza. Bivadai lo mehani kisoy. I say the knob, the kaftorin. Hakaftorin lahadir Chazar, right? Lo midin rufa ukduma, bilo midin tachbetit. Right? No matter what you say, there should be no heter of. No matter what you say, there should be no heter of anything for the knobs to be made on Chazara. That's only help for Shehiyah. But since, according to Mishnah Berura, Chazara is not a making heter of Chazara. Chazara is about messing with Mashal. So, once you cover the knobs, so messing with Mashal. So, covering the knobs, even taking off the knob, even cementing the knob, whatever it may be, even if you're crazy with the knob in one position, it shouldn't help for Chazara, because Chazara is not about that you might turn the knob. Chazara is about messing with Mashal. So then all those, even the Mekilim, who say covering the knob counts, shouldn't be able to say that for Chazara. Or the Mishnah Berurah.
Remember, guys, limiting what it means. Wrong color said
that. That it counts as proof of tumah to cover the knob. Yes, we did Hecker.
Or Chazara.
Correct. I mean, let's run it very quick, but I don't want to say that. Okay, that's a bit of the lumbus, and then we'll see how the lumbus affects the halacha mice case in a second. Let's go through Chazara. What's the best way to structure Chazara? Is the opposite. Best way to remember Hilchos Chazara is the opposite of the best way to remember Hilchos Shehiyah. What do I mean by that? When it comes to Shehiyah, basically, there are like eight cases which make it mutter. One of those makes it mutter. When it comes to Chazara, no. There are. It's not any one of the things you think about. You need all of them to make it mutter, right? It's only mutter for all the conditions, right? So what's the rule of Chazara? Chazara is mutter only under all the conditions together, right? You need all these conditions. What are all the conditions you need? Now we'll have to see exactly how much you need, etc. Fundamentally, what are the conditions you need? Number, what's the order here? The order here is number one, garfakatum, right? Garfakatum. What's two? Still hot. Rotachas, it has to be still hot. What? We'll come back to that in a second. Number three, Odebiyadov. Let's just add Odebiyadov / Daito Lahachzir. Why am I combining these? Because the Gemara combines them, right? So it's going to be hard to, or 3-4, let's say. What's the difference? Odebiyadov and Daito Lahachzir. Then we'll analyze them one by one. Daito Lehachzir. What else does it say here? Okay, but that's close enough. What? It's close enough. We're not going to give its own number. I'm not saying halacha. I'm just saying it's, my decision for how to do it. Only Al-Gabav, not Bitocho. Okay, what's next? Right? Not yet. Only Akira, not Tanner or a Kupach Shehisiko Begefes Meitzim. And number seven, add the Ramah. What did the Ramah add? Only if it is Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Now, Aryeh, something grated against him here. Right? Aryeh is a lumpish fellow. Right? He says, don't put seven things as the board of conditions of Chazara. Meaning, Aryeh says to me, and also you shouldn't eat a cheeseburger while you're doing it. No, that's not a condition of Chazara. That's something else, right? So Arya says, these are not all conditions of Chazara. These are, for example, what here is obviously not a condition of Chazara, but an Abdullacha. Moshkol Tzarko. The reason that Moshkol Tzarko is not written, it's not part of Moshkol Tzarko. It's not like they said, well, Kananya and Shehiya says, Machal and Yusar. And the Chachamim saying, Moshkol Tzarko is not Baralo. Let's make up Shara here and say you need a Moshkol Tzarko alone. No, that's not a Mul Chazara. That is a din of Bishol. That doesn't belong in this list. That's a din of Bishol, not a din of Chazara. And the Bir Halacha points out that Taka, in many Rishonim, say, you don't need Mevusha Gold Circle. What do many Rishonim say? You need? And that's the same exact machlokes in Shin Yud Ches that keeps coming up again and again. Right? The Bir Halacha. Al points this out. Look at the Bir Halacha, the Bir Amatzko, the Davka, Shenis Basha, Sheha Tasha, etc. Second glass Bir Halacha, the Sith. The Korban, you see, also, the Fit Masha, 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 including the Ran and the So this is not a din of Chazara, but of Bishul. Right? And therefore there's machlokes. Some Rishonim say, like he quoted in Shin Yud Ches, that it's enough to have. We keep saying the same thing. Shimon has a very simple formulation. Oh, a lot of Shom are Mako, but it's Shaila Bador Raisa are to be Mako. Right? This is a din of Bishul. So it doesn't really belong in us. But that's not what got Arya's goat. Right? Arya, what else do you want to cross off the list? Number two, you know why it still has to be hot? That's not a rule of Chazara. Does it ever say the word still has to be hot in the Chazara sugyas? No, Garfa Kaktum is in the Mishnah. Old Yodos and Gamar Daflam Chesma Beis about Chazara. Daishdal Asher is in the same place. Gabav is also in that Gemara. It was Daf Lamed Zion, maybe? Lamed Zion. Kiva versus Tiber. Yeah, that's Mishnah's about Chazara. But the fact that it's still has to be hot, that's not a din of Chazara, that's an official. Because Yesh Beshlach Abishav Allah, right? If it's hot and it cooled off, this bit not for the Rambam, right? Tamanim can do whatever the Tamanim can do. But for us, Ashkenazim and Sfardim, Yesh Beshlach Abishav Allah, if it cooled off. And Arya's not the only one who said that. The Magen Avraham already said that in Sifkatan, Yotes, Rotech es Sheyatzu Ledisbo, Vinagul Hakul on Tzan and Legamre. Ah, for Sfardim, it has to be Yatzu Ledisbo. For Ashkenazim, it's okay to go on Tzan and Legamre. I'm a volunteer, it's Tzan and Azami Bishol. Why? Because otherwise, Bishol. He doesn't say because otherwise, Isser Chazara. That's because of the Isser of Bishol. That doesn't really belong. This doesn't really belong on the list. The Mishnah Brura and Sivkot Samaches says the exact same thing. Says, Vatam, Samaches, meaning the son of Gabre. He only brings Rashkenazim. Vatam, the Shaykh Akach, oh, Bishol Chadash. It's a new Bishol. Right? And the truth is, you look at me. So you'll see the sounds the same thing. If you look in a few places, it sounds the same thing. But not so pashut. Not so pashut that Arya is right. So is this a midin? Arya is saying this midin bishul. Nothing to do with Chazara. Right? It's midin bishul. And who says that? The Magen Avraham Yotes, the Mishnah Brura Samiches, excuse me. What? Oh, 1 second. That's not true though. I only read half the Mishnah. So this is the Magen Avraham Sifkat Yotes, sounds that way. However, let's continue in the Mishnah Brura. He continues, he says, but I and the common are going to run some couple of Lamed Vav. Okay, this is the Magen Avraham Yotes. But what did the Magen Avraham say in Lamed Vav? Shekasa, that filu b'dover yavish e'im bo marak, even something yavish. There are problems with Bishol, or Bishol with every yavish in his tanning? About that not. Delo shayach o Bishol, gam kein usher. Even if there's no Bishol, it's still usher to cool off.
mean nafkamina is, if it's being beneficial, bidavka bidavar lach, or is this midin chazara ba'afilu bidavar yavish? The Mishnah Magen Avraham Lametest sounded like, I don't know if it's Rav Shmos or it's more than that, certainly sounded like it's only midin beneficial and it's only bidavar lach. He didn't say so. That's literally what he sounds like. That's what the Shmur starts with. Then he points out the Magen Avraham Lamed Vav says, even if it's Dover Yavish, it's still Usser. Now, we didn't get to Magen Avraham Lamed Vav here. So that's not in the Sif, right? Hey, if I'm not mistaken, but he says, I'll read it to you. It's very short. The less what we show Kachol, Usser and Mitzvane, the Havalek may niech lekir lechathila b'shabes, the Usser lechir lechazara. Says it cools off. That's as good as putting it on the ground. That's as good as aimed to lahachs here. Basically, if it cools off, then it's usher because it was the patel the seder to the original chazara, and it's if you're doing a hanachal lachachim. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham Lamed Vav. How does that shit with the Magen Avraham Yotess? Did he change his mind? Or in Sekhutan Yotess, he wasn't being dafki. He was just illustrating one point. You know, he never said this is the only reason it's Usser. He just says Usser Shom Bishn. Now, if I just read that, I would conclude, and I would be very sure of myself, that's the only reason it's Usser Shom Bishn. But then 17 Sekhutans later, he says, no, even besides Bishn, it's Usser because of Chazara. Why? It goes with all the Biyadu Daito Lahamsir. It breaks the Tzimur to the original Tzimur. They were all Matur Chazar, not enough Lefati. They were Matur Yeni traditions like Baruch Hakatzim. They were Matur Chazar, putting back what you're in the middle of doing, continuing what you're in the middle of doing, not starting from scratch. If it cooled off, that started from scratch. This is what Purish Magen Avraham, Sifkatan Lamed Vav, Sifkatan Lamed Vav, and the Mishnah Brura seems to
say, really, you're just giving the bigger issue.
Exactly. And then, what are you going to say? He was just telling you one big Darosa thing in your text. Later on, he'll tell you there's also a drug weapon thing. It's a little dark, but there's nothing I can do about it. That's life. That's the Magen Avraham. Okay. Now, here it gets a little tricky. Even the Mishnah Brura is full of stevas. Like, for example, but again, maybe it's saying the same thing. In Mishmur Nadalid, he says exactly what Aryeh says. In Aryeh's words, Mishmur Nadalid, Pratze ino donal chalamitz karma sifzeh. This is not like all the other ones they said. He doesn't mean it's not like number 7. That's the Ramah. It's not like 1, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the Mechaber. Debahema tam mishum dolo yitirach hachal chazar ki mom zeh. That's in the Chazara. They were only after in this way, not in that way. Of all the zeh, tam the kemish is salad with your chasuvah, and you should any answer, let us go, yes, show. Then it's okay if it's lo nitane legamrei, right? The mishpura, basically the mishpura in the dalit. Again, here it's even more explicit. It says the mishpura in some kind of dalit. You know, it's not, he doesn't say. Oh, I mean, unless here he also means it's not like all the other ones because it's like them, but also something else. It's funny. It sounds like he's saying it's not a din chazar at all. It's just a tnai of it's just a din bishul. And maybe that's, you know, he starts out in nundalit saying that it's just a din bishul, like Ari said. And then in Samaches, he starts out saying the same thing, it's just a din bishul. But then he says, there's a mug and a run later, he changed his tune and says it's a din chazar. And, you know, it's a little bit of a stira, but okay, you could say that at first he said one way, then the other way, we'll see if it's a little more of a stira, which might make it better. And then he quotes, seemingly approvingly, the Magen Avraham. Lemaisa, where does he really analyze this? He really analyzes this in the Bir Halacha. I'm sorry for going a little out of order, but if you could turn to the Bir Halacha towards the end of the Siman, in Sif Hey, the Bir Maskil, the first beer lock and said, hey, Bachelor San Lagabri, I am Bamagan Avram Shakasa. But Fila Badavish in Bamarak, the less bigger Shom Bishal, Osir, and it's even if something has no liquid and there's no issue of Bishal, still Osir, not like you mean, actually, Bilaka Kilashas, Isra Banaka Kila.
basically, Nitzdanim goes with O to be other night to Lahakser. It means you're not continuing, you're starting from scratch. The Kavanaso Dalokoyal, and what's his proof? Because the Ramban Sifhei says, we'll get to it, says, Hushalon Nitzdanim. And the beginning of Sifhei is talking about a Knanish, which is a meat pie. Meat pie is Yavish. So even the Yavish has to be Nitzdanim. Right? Seems to be a good point. Meaning, until now, he thought one thing, but then once he gets the Ramban Sif, hey, it's talking about Knanish, the Ramban says, the Lush of the Ramban is Shalom and Sanan the Gamre. Okay, put two and two together. Even if Knanish can't be the Sanan the Gamre, it must be Ari was wrong, but it's not a din, not only a din of Mishal, also, but it's also a din of Chazara. Okay, Canal Mishal versus Kapi, Vav, Lazet, Tibet, so us, Mishal, the community has to leave the Chazara, we love it, Kidish, that din Chazara. Says this Magen Avraham is a Chiddush. We never heard this anywhere until this Magen Avraham. Right? Aval, it's a Chiddush this Magen Avraham. It's not in the Gamre, it's a din in Chazor, and not just in Bishol, Chiddush. They did the Bira Gro, Kassel Vad Kanal. He just comments, look at the Bira Allah here. Ubo Vad is a three-letter Bira Gro, Kanal. But if we trace the Kanal back in the Bira Gro, he says, what does it mean? When Tzoda Lomer, that Tom Kosh, Kassel Bridge, Shif Bays, the Beinah Shein Rotechad Dav, Gokosh Virshak Gros Shamatan, the Nitzan Yod Bishol. The Gros says, no, it's only because of Bishol. There's no such rule in Chazar. Hey, Mashmalam, I am Darki Moshe. Darki Moshe is pretty clear that he's like, not like the Magen Avraham. Kashim Doritzoni, Noagin, Kabes Yosef, Kaposhim Lahakmir. We said, Abe, Tiver, and Mavak, so we'll do a time, Kabes Yosef, Shemash, Kashim, Beinah Shein Rotechas, Ukamosh, Kabes Yosef, Athmut, Chilam, Tamshi, Rotax, that Kossum, Sipes, Old Beer, Shem, Bes Yosef, Axo, Dim Lohak, Yashai, Bishol. Beis Yosef said Bishol, the Darki Moshe said like Beis Yosef. Really sounds like the Magen Avraham. Because that Mubach, Shapir Shukat Ras, Mubach, the Magen Avraham's wrong and the Ras right. The Masha Huchel, Magen Avraham, are we talking about Knanish? No, the Sif started talking about Knanish, but at this point, we're talking about in general, about all things and not just about Knanish anymore. Yeah, I know. 8 lines ago, we were talking about a dry thing. Now we're not talking about a dry thing anymore. Now we're talking in general. Basically, what happens here? Bir halacha zivav al pi the Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe, and the Gra. And here we see already why the bishop keeps going back and forth. On the one hand, it's a Magen Avraham, and he doesn't like to ignore Magen Avrahams. On the other hand, she said muchach Magen Avraham. Muchach the Gra's right. That's from Lashon muchach the Bir halacha. So here we have the big confusion. Says the Ad HaYom Hazeh, the post argue about this. On the one hand, he quotes the Magen Avraham, and this is classic Mishnah Berurah. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah has a very complex relationship with the Magen Avraham. Doesn't like to go against Magen Avrahams, unless, like all the later Achronim went against in behavior. Right over here, there's a canal in the Grah. Okay, you know, and it's only a Grah. Not all the Achronim. The Gra is a bit of grammar sometimes. And he's sure there's one that he's also there in the Shabbat. Okay, but not like they take out the Magen Avraham. Like the leader of Corona don't say, this Magen Avraham is wrong. No Achron says, this Magen Avraham is wrong. So what is he doing? The Bir Halacha, he says, Muchach Magen Avraham is wrong, no chance. And it's a Kabbalah and Dalim introduced it, he says, not like the Magen Avraham. And it's a Kabbalah and Samaches, he starts at not like the Magen Avraham. But then he has to pull the Magen Avraham. Because in Halacha Lamaisa, he's afraid. He's not, I mean afraid of that. He's afraid he's not willing to support Magen Avraham. So the Mishnah Berurah is very much of two minds about this. On the one hand, he's very much of two minds. On the one hand, he's sure that Magen Avraham is wrong. On the other hand, he quotes him as Kabbalah Samaches, quotes him as, and the Magen Avraham wrote. He's quotes him to the Kabbalah Samaches because he's not willing to ignore him. So I don't think the steer in the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's just the Mishnah Berurah having a very complex relationship with the Magen Avraham. Not a love-hate relationship with the Magen Avraham, a love-love relationship with the Magen Avraham. He loves the authority of the Magen Avraham, and he loves the truth. And sometimes when he thinks the truth is not like the Magen Avraham, but after all, he was a big fan of. And just as Muchach the head doesn't mean that he's king of the world, compared to us, he wasn't. So therefore,
He and the Be'er Lacha says Muchach against him, and one Mishnah Berurah just says against him without bringing him up, and another Mishnah Berurah says not like him, and then says what the Magen Avraham says and leaves it at that, leaves it in this unclear place where, like, this isn't the Magen Avraham, I don't want to ignore it, but I don't really interest it. Halacha L'maisa, what does that mean? Many Sfarim nowadays are mafir, like the Magen Avraham, like, for example, sorry, let me just flip the page for a second and find my Makoros. In the Igros Moshe, you know, those little ones, the short ones, Sifkat Lamed Aleph, says, Talks of Magen Avraham, Sifkat Lamed Vav. That's the, what the Mishnah Berurah calls Davar Chadash, Magen Avraham, the Muchach that he's not right. Okay. Do you remember like the Magen Avraham? So the Igros Moshe is machra like the Magen Avraham. He didn't say it's muchach, he's right, but he says we're machra like him. If I didn't bring it with me, but if you look in the Chazon Ish, Simon Lamed Zion, Sif Yod. I don't think I brought that with me. Lamed Zion, Sif, no. Okay, but if you can look it up yourself, Lamed Zion, Sif Yod, the Chazon Ish says, like the Gra, against the Magen Avraham. Who was famously Mako? So who asked him this way? One second. This would be the Igros Moshe, Lamed Aleph in those short tubas. And this would be the Chazon Ish, Simon Lam Zayin, Sif Yud, if you look it up, who is famously matir to take something, to take something out of the fridge and put it on the, to take something out of the fridge and put it on the blech, which means the sheet of metal that's covering the stove on Shabbos, even though it was totally cold off, as long as it was dry, he was not matir to take soup. But the Rav, right? The Rav in Boston, Paskin, like the Gra against Magen Avraham, here's the Rav's instructions for heating food in the Maimonides kitchen. On Shabbos, he says, when it talks about liquid foods, gravy or soup, etc., may not be placed on the stove covering on Shabbos. I mean, even though it was covered, it can't warm up liquid food. That's impossible. But, I mean, possible for the Rambam of saving Bishlach, but okay, even though his last said, he wasn't Mako like every Rambam. He says, any solid foods may be removed from the refrigerator and placed on the stove covering, provided that points number 3 and 4 were attended to. Which means that the Ran that we're about to see, that they were on when Shabbos started. The Rav asking like the, this is exactly the point, says the Ramah, I know I'm ahead of myself, but he's in with the Ran, right? What did the Ran say? You don't need to keep it in your hand the whole time if you took it off after Shabbos started. And then the Ramah says, but it still needs to be warm. Says the Ran, it only needs to be warm if it's liquid. Says my Ram, even if it's solid. The Rav was machria like the Gra against the Magen Avraham, not so surprising. And it's not just with Piyashmua, it's right here. He piped up instructions, probably have some piping instructions for heating up food on Shabbos. And let's say here, Rabbi Dr. Joseph B. Soloveitchik, Maimonides School. And he's saying he's paskin like the Gra against the Magen Avraham, which is not such a big fish.
That'd be only because he's assuming that people in the Ran also, meaning there was a leakage.
Yeah, of course, but the Machlokes was in the Ran. That's why it's later on in the Sifek. The Machlokes was assuming like the Ran.
In a normal case, we don't have the Ran.
Right, Yomi's going to say that I know I'm getting ahead of myself. What's the Ran? The Ran says you don't need 3 and 4 if you took it off after Shabbos. So in a normal case, when you need 3 and 4, it's unlikely to cool down the gamri anyway. Because as long as it's in your hand, how cold can it get? Although, if I can get through the hot cross, you can have cases. According to the Ran, that as long as it's on the stove and Shabbos start, you can take it off and put it in the fridge. Then it's likely to get lunch this by focus on the ramen bra, where the grub says, don't put that cold liquid on solids. The grub says, don't put that cold anything. And the grub is not to be a like the grub. That's what you meant, right? You're not sure. But you have to. It only helps if you realize it. Okay. So
number seven, where he said that the Mishnah Torah was did Mishnah the Torah, and after all, if he actually held the Tanya, maybe Chazal would be allowed.
No, nothing to do with that. Coincidence. I said if you hold like the Ram and the Rasp and others who say that once something cooked come out of your side, you're allowed to finish cooking it, then there'd be no problem.
But then there'd be no problem. I'm saying if you hold up Hanani in terms of what the Gather official is.
But Hanani has nothing to do with the Gather official. Hanani has to do with the Gather of Shihia.
That's coincidence.
That's coincidence, yes.
But nowhere else in Shas. I mean,
it's coincidence.
Also, but to even still, I guess that may answer the question, but still, Hanani says,
no, but as long as Garfin cuts him, Hanani doesn't care. And even if Garfin cuts him, any stage of cutting is okay.
But even if it's Garfin cuts him, it needs to be in question on the start of the year.
Say, why does Hanani say, Kulshu Mushal, imagine I'm trying Mushal Lishas love? He should have said, even Mutter, Lachzer.
No, because Kulshu Mushal Mishrai is Mutter Lishahos, even if it's not Garfin cuts him. It's only much of a hachzer if it's guarded for cut. Yes, that's the answer to your question. Okay, Raposa, let's go through these seven dinim. Okay, seven requirements. Now that we've seen that pashtos, it's machlokas. I'm not going to recommend this machlokas. It doesn't come up terribly often. Reasons that will chazer in a few moments. But this is not a din of chazara. Crosses off the list. This is probably not a din of Chazara. Even there are Moshe's Matra, the Kazanish, the Rebbe Armeko. There's just words of two minds about him. He can't make up his mind. I mean, he can make up his mind. He made up his mind that he's in between, that he's nervous. But the rest of these are clearly getting a Chazara. Gar Fakotam, we already mentioned, yes? No, because maybe we're still Matra like among the Rebbe. No one said we're sure the one that runs a lot of bucks, right? Ramosha just says we're machir that way. We should be machir like him. Because it doesn't matter. Like, no one's willing to say, Pasha, he's right. Pasha is only machir that way. Okay. Here, three and four, here you get a lot of machlokas. Why? Is it the Kishogun's fault that there's a lot of machlokas about the rules of Daita Biyado and Odubiyado and Daita Lahatzer? No, the Gemara has a gazillion way machlokas. So, of course, the Rishonim are going to be all over the place. What did the Gemara say? Gemara starts with a funny line. A lot of things are dependent on this funny line. Amr of Sheshis, so different over Mazirin, Afilu Bishabbos. Apa Rishayna, so Raf Mazirin, Afilu Bishabbos. The Amr of Moshiah, etc. Whoa, the Heter Chazara. Anyone want to remind me who's Matar Chazara in the Mishnah? Beisilel, which for our purposes is just Judaism. Right? Because they shout about this like a bishop. According to this Hillel, they're Matar Chazara even on Shabbos. Okay, this is a Tmilidic line, but it's like, of course they're Matar Chazara on Shabbos. When else would there be a Shiloh Chazara? You put it, but if not Shabbos, that's called weekdays, or if it's Friday, it's called Shahiyah. Of course. Okay, what does this mean? We'll come back to it. I mean, you know, but let's continue. Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Chadri, Loshana El Sha'odim B'yadam, B'yadam B'yadam B'yadam. If it's in your hands, that's mutter to Chazara, if it's Gar B'katam. But if you put it on the ground, even Gar B'katam, it's Aser. It's a T'nai, called number three, Odom B'yadam, as opposed to Michal Gavi Katam. Amar Vami, Amar Vami, Rav Tadai, Amar the Gar B'yadam, no, it's only Rav Tadai Shikas Yachid for himself. Elohachim Amar Chiyam Amar Yochna, Fili Michal Gavi Katam mutter. Nope, there's no such rule as number three. Even if put on the ground, it's mutter. Plead the bar of Dina Rav Shulber, who does the right change, or Yalazar, or Chadam, or Yad Mutter, Avgavi, or Us, Chadri, Chadri, not Mutter. Okay, so it's about big machluk samurayan, whether you need both of the other, or Avgavi Karkas. And then to make it more complicated, how do you make it more complicated? Amr Chitz Mishmeda Bayi. Ha'ad Amar to Odu B'yadam Mutter, Lo Amr El Shadaito Lahazir. About any Daitel Hasser Usser, Pavlakavikakafishadaitelhasser, he's super machmer. Even though to be yadr is only mutter if you also have Daitel Hasser, like I wrote here. It's machmer sheep. You need both. If it's only Daitel Hasser, not good enough. If it's only to be yadr, not good enough. You need both. And what's the next sheet? You need not both, but either. excuse me. Inka da Amri, Amr Chisri Shri Dabai, the same Chisri Shri Dabai, just Inka da Amri. It can be really hard to like keep track of the names because we don't know. Most of these are the same names. You don't know what they said or we don't know who said what. Hada Amr al Gabi Karka, also Amr al Shain Dai Kalahasr, Dai Kalahasr Motor, because we don't know the Shain Dai Kalahasr Motor. And that's before we get to Boy Rab Yermia, Flun Bimakel Mahu, Inichal Gabi Mita Mahu. What if you hang them on a stick or anything else, or put them on a bed? Meaning it's not in your hand, but it's not on the floor. All of a sudden, someone noticed. We're always contrasting hand to floor, but there's a lot of in between hand to floor. And then, by reversion, what if you pour them to another pot? Take both tables. Okay. Big mess. Let's, Shmuel, you're going to have to help me out here. Let's try to make savior of this mess. Okay? Because how do we paskin? We don't even know what we're showing. Even some of the Achronim don't know what we're showing. You know, the Mishnah Brura, he quotes the Sefer Truma based on his understanding of how that goes, but he's quoting the Sefer Truma, which is not what the Sefer Truma really said. Okay, let's. Who wants to be in charge of reminding me to get a one piece eraser? You know, either of that, you know, you need a tikkun. Okay, so you always in charge. Ooh, you get a white. What? You get a white. Yeah, well, it'll do for today. I think this will be my last day. What time is it? 1:37? Okay. No, now we're like this. So, what are the opinions of the Gemara here? Let's remember. We have Rav Tadai. Well, how about... Rav Chi Amar Rav Yochanan, right? Rav Chi Amar Rav Yochanan, and either of Bimi or of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Rav Chi, no. It's really annoying to make a tell sofa when you have a two-piece eraser. Rav Chi Amar Rav Yochanan, and either Rav Dimi or Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda say, don't need anything. Even Hiniach al Gabi Karka is Mutter Lahafzir. Okay, very makel. As Voser of Tadai and the other one of Rav Yirmiyah, right? Rav Tadai and Rav Dimi Ovechuli says, nope, you need Odabiyad. Without getting into the later Ibaya, of whether that you need Odin Yad or just not Inyan from Gabi Karka. Now, what does he say about Daito L'Hafzer? We have no idea. But now we have two other opinions, both Chizkia in the name of Abai. Right? Chizkia. Or Abai. Chizkia in the name of Abai, right? Chizkia B'Shem Abaye B'Lishna Kama says you need both Odabiyado and Daito Lahafzir. And it could be that for a friend I meant. He just wasn't getting into it. Right? And of course, Chizkia B'Shem Abaye B'Lishna Basra says you need either Odabiyado or Daito Lahafzir, and just make it more complicated. Again, when we say Odabiyata, we're not sure if you need dock in your hand or just to not put it down on the ground. What if it's a mito? What if it's a maka? Okay, and we're not sure what Tadai meant. Did he mean this? Did he mean this? Or did he mean neither? Okay, so how do we paskin? That's a nice challenge, right? So, the Sefer Truma is Mekel, and the Mishnah Brura quotes him one way. If you look inside the Sefer Truma, he does not see the word Daito L'Hafzir.
He just says, Hiniachal Gavikarka is mutter. What? Hiniachal Gavikarka is mutter. It sounds like he's saying, just Heter Gomer. I think Mishmur doesn't put it that way, because I don't think Mishmur has a safer Truma inside. But, is mutter. Like, what? He doesn't say the words. He doesn't mention the concept. It sounds like he's like Rav Chiya Amar Rav Yochanan. Why not? If the big machlokes on Arayim is Mishnah Rabbanan, why not Paskin Lekula? Sefer HaTruma himself. Right? I know that's not how the Mishnah quotes it. But if you look it up, that's what he says. He just says, Yehon Gai Karka's Mutter. Why suffered your Rabbanan Lekula? Or better, Halach Yitavriya Mikil. When it comes to a drabana. Okay. How does the... no one else passes this way. Everyone else assumes you need Odom Yadda. Why? Hash, just because Hiskin the Rabbi assumes you need Odom Yadda. Since when we said you need Odom Yadda, we meant this way or that way. And then he binds us later in the Gemara. Why are you only asked about Nihil of Mita if you need Odom Yadda? Questions after love, after you only ask about the Flom Makil. So no, that's a Shidus Yachit. Everyone else assumes like this. But both, either, which version of Odom Yadda? What's the unique shita of the Rambam? What's the unique shita of the Rambam? Says the Rambam, like neither shita of Chizkiya nor Rabbayi. Why? Isn't Chizkiya is really modifying Rav Kanadai, right? He says, when we say either and or. So why would you pass it against both versions of Chizkiya Amar Rabbayi? So why would you pass against both versions of Chizkiya Amar Rabbayi? What? It's going to be Ashra. Think about it. Maybe you need both, maybe you need either. What's the Ashra? The Ashra is, let's just stick with Odom Yadda and not Hiniachal Gavikarka. Right? Maybe Zachra, that's what the Beis Yosef assumes. The Gra assumes a little differently. The Gra says, you know why? Because guess where you have the din of Odom Yadda and not Hiniachal Gavikarka, but there's no mention of Daitul Hasir? The Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't have the whole thing Daitul Hasir. So maybe possibly some Yerushalmi. So either this is a Achra Bein Shtei Lashonos Nechizkiya. What? Bad the Rambam. The Achrona, it's Makabal among the Achrona, the Rambam Paskin Beit on Yerushalmi. What that means is a little unclear. It doesn't mean that Yerushalmi beat the Bad. But it means that he gave Yerushalmi more weight than most Rishonim. Alki, Yerushalmi, that is what the Gra points out. Right? You look at the Gra here. Where's the Gra? Sorry. Page. Says the Gra, the Lo Yechol Karka Loshen a Rambam Upaski by the Chula Shachas Derek Hay Shal Mishitas of Chomakom Shal Misham, etc. Sorry, the Daito, etc. V'Arayim Moshe Shmito Hadavaye. Why did they leave out Avaye? That's because he's the name of Avaye. Nim Shulachu Shal Mishlo Hishkin Avaye. You Shal didn't say one way. You say that way. I mean, according to this, Avaye is more of a Chumra. According to this, more of a Kula. The Yerushalmi didn't say either. So the Rambam didn't say either. Maybe if the Bavli had a clear maskani, he would have gone with the Bavli. The Rambam knows Bavli beats Yerushalmi. I don't mean to say he's a Reformed Jew. But when the Bavli leaves you confused, then go with the Yerushalmi. And maybe the Rambam understood based on the Yerushalmi. You know, Rav Tandai helped like neither version of Abaye. Both versions of Abaye were not the original Rav Tandai. They weren't arguing the original Rav Tandai. The original Abaye is either. Abaye is just a mitzvah. So if we don't know which way Abaye added, ignore him legamre. That is the Rambam. But what do what do most Rishonim asking like? Most Rishonim say, you know what? Why don't they pass like Yochanan? Yochanan's a big name. The answer is because every single line in the Hemshech of the Gemara is assuming you need Odom Yadda, but Hiniachal Gavikarka is Asur.
Did I got the details? Hold the biyadu, and I don't have sir. Hold the biyadu, or I don't have sir. Hold the biyadu davka and not put it, hang it, or hang it is okay as long as you can put it on the karka. Hold the biyadu davka and not put it on a bed, or a bed is okay as long as you can put it on the karka. But they're all assuming against. So it says, but no one holds like the sefer truma. It's a das yachid. No one holds like the Rambam either. It's very nice. The Rambam might be based on Yerushalmi, but the other Rishonim were in the mind passing on based on Yerushalmi. The other Rishonim never pass like Yerushalmi unless what's the rule of most Rishonim? We only pass like Yerushalmi if the rule of most Rishonim, if the Bavli doesn't discuss something at all. The Bavli doesn't talk about something at all, then instead of making up on our own what we think the Allah should be, we pass like Yerushalmi. That's the rule of most Rishonim. Anything discussed in the Bavli, anyone who Ella Divriya Bavli, but the Bavli doesn't discuss something at all, so then you have a detail that the Bavli just doesn't talk about. They're only passing like Paschal like the Rishon. But so most Rishonim say no, Bavli like Fiskin the name of Abaye. The only question is Lishna Kam or Lishna Basra. And this, okay, there is some sort of Lishna Kam Lishna Basra. It's easy more how seriously do we take this. In general, when it comes to Drabbanans, we usually pass like more Maker Lashon. But in Shabbos, you always have Kumar to Shabbos, and the Ran says something, you're like, it's Karo Lovel, we did Yisra Raisa. Can easily lead to an Yisra Raisa. We're always a little more Macher in Shabbos. So this is the Machlokes Rishonim, first Lashon or second Lashon. Who Paskin Lakula like the second Lashon? That is how the Mishnah Brura understands the Sefer Truma. Right? The Sefer Truma and the Hagos Maimonios. Lefi, the Mishnah Brura. What does the Mishnah Brura say? I don't mean the Mishnah Brura. I mean the Bir Halacha, right? In the Bir Halacha, he says, in the Bir Halacha, the Ransom of Daitulach Zira, what does he say? It's not just that. He says, give me a second. Yeah, he says that Gosra Manios wrote in the name of Sefer Truma, and this is what it sounds more like from that Gosra Manios quote. The Medaito Hatzer after Nihil Yabikarka Motor. If you have Medaito Hatzer, you don't need Nihil Yabikarka. Why not? Obviously, like Lashna Basra. And then what did the Bir Halacha point out? Not just Das Yachid. He says, you know what? The Chedusha Ran also quotes that from the Ra'ah. He doesn't mean it's the Ra'ah. It's the Ra'ah. And the Shiligro quotes that from the Riyaz. The Riyaz. And that's the Psak of the Meiri. And that's Tosos quotes that the maybe that's the minhag hamakom, right? Tosos in quotes are minhagim and says maybe that's what this is all the bir halacha brazel daiktu the halacha zira, right? Bir halacha b'shem re'ah re'az me'iri ve deya echad b'tosos, right? Tosos says the minhag is we make a wine, maybe because we hold like the second word. Yeah, that's not so crazy. On the other hand, many Rishonim paskin like the more machmer lashon that you need both conditions. Who are the ones who pass like more machmer lashon? The Rif, the Rush, the Rabbi Yerucham, the Magid Mishnah, the Ran, and the Tor. I'm showing. Who did I just say? Rif, Rush, Rabbi Yerucham, Magid Mishnah, Ran, and the Tor. And the Ran says, since when do we pass like most machmer of all four possibilities? If it's only Dindrabana, accents car of local the Yisra Daraisa. It's a very scary Zera.
Which Yisra Daraisa?
The Yisra, but the Yisra, according to the Ram, the Yisra Daraisa official. It's car of local day Mesikim Abashal. And that's, no, it's car of local day Mishal. Now, I know you're thinking that's car of? I can think of a lot more car of than that.
As a matter of fact,
I would have said that Yisra did more car of. There's nothing I can do about it. The same paragraph where he says it's Karel, he says it's Mexican Mabashal. There's no room to fool around here. Okay, that was the Ran's judgment. The Ran's judgment, this is so Mexican Mabashal that it's likely that in 5 minutes someone's going to cook. What do you want me to do? I'm not zochet to understand exactly what the Ran had in mind, but obviously he had something in mind. But I said that's his hachra. That's his hachra. That's his hachra. Okay, so let's see what this means, l'maisa. Okay, first of all, how about mechaber Rama? Who does the mechaber pick? The Mechaber makes the Rambam, right? The Mechaber, what words did the Mechaber not say, not here, not there, not anywhere? Daitalatzer. There's no Daitalatzer in the Mechaber. Mechaber's the Rambam. Rambam's good enough for him. The Rambam has a big Daitalatzer. The Rambam says, no, like many Rishonim. Many Rishonim. Plus Rishonim. As a matter of fact, I don't know if, you know, even the Beis Yosef might have two out of three. Okay, there's a lot of others as well. So then, his Akhor is like, the Ramah was more Machmir. How do we paskel Halacha L'maisa? So clearly, Halacha L'maisa, L'chatchila, everyone knows, what did we learn in high school? What did we learn in high school? Like the Ramah, right? That was what you had on the list, 3 and 4, right? It's clearly Halacha L'maisa. Lechatchila, they need both. Again, I haven't yet gotten into the detail of what about something that's neither your hand nor the ground. Forget about that for now. But halacha lemaisa, clearly you need both at least lechatchila. The question is, what about? Sorry. What about if you're stuck and the Biralach visa Efsha she yeh shlohakel v'mils grabbanan the daito lahatzer after you like a karko shabod biyadum ayadaito lahatzer shesilka yachol lehachzer. Maybe you can be makel with one of the two. Maybe you can be makel that one of the two is good enough. After all, there's a lot you should look on that side. It's grabbanan. So at least if you're stuck, right? I'll call upon him, but Odom be Yadom, and Nigel Hatzer, Mistaper, Bad Ishi, Shlohakli, Setzor, Nashagam, Rabban, Ishmita. Bechain, etc. And Maskana is similar to his Maskana in the Sharat Zion, Sivkatan Nun. What's his Maskana? Okay, we don't have time to explain everything about Maskana, but what's Maskana? Says the, what's Maskana? That Yesh Makam Lahakel, but this is Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, the Daito Lachzira. Who discusses whether we can be Somek on the Mekila and the Sharat Zion, Sifkatan, what I say, Nun? And really, it's based on the Mishnah Berurah, right? It starts with the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan, Nun Vav. Right? Should be Esat Sorech, Yesh Makilim, Daikul Hashem, Shemay Tayim, etc. Look, the Mishnah Brura Sifkatan, what did I say? Nun Vav. You have to put all these together. They all say the same thing. What do they say? That Bishas HaTzorich, let's say you messed up. Not what? Lechatzim, you should plan. We open the other and I go after. Let's say you messed up. Bishas HaTzorich, Yesh Lahakel, M. To be yado afal pi shelo haya daito lahachzir. Why? Because according to the second version of Abaye, it's mutter, and according to the Rambam, it's mutter. Right? How about what if he niach al gabe karka? But his das was lahachzir. Why is this a little worse off? Because you have the second version of Abaye that you don't have the Rambam on your side. You don't have the Rambam on your side. That's where the Mishnah Berurah is mitla beit. And in the end, he comes out saying, nope, ain't lahachel. Why? Because even though you have these Rishonim be so much fun, it's against these Rishonim and the Rambam. But what does he add? If you have another Tzad L'Hakel, what's an example of another Tzad L'Hakel? We'll see how the Tzad L'Hakel goes. What if he niach al gabe mita v'hayadaito l'hachzir? Then you also have two Tzad L'Hakel. Number one, the Ibaya that we didn't bring the sheets down yet, as whether mita counts as yodo or karka. And number two, yadaito l'hachzir. And yesh l'hakel. This is all if you're stuck. Basically, yesh l'hakel when you have Tutsdad and Lahakel, right?
What if the one side is the Mishnah Basra of Abaye, and the other side is the Rambam? Here you only have one side, the Mishnah Basra of Abaye, and that's not enough. Here you have two sides, the Mishnah Basra of Abaye, and the Ibaya of Hiniach HaGabi Mita. When you two sides of Hakel, the Mishnah Basra says, you know what, if you messed up, if you're stuck, you can be naked. You have one sample of it. Look, let's say, you know, you're not going to be able to keep it the other for some reason. I don't know what the reason is, but I think if you're stuck, you can be the other. No, we must put it. But we'll have to get into more details in here, such as next time. So next time we'll get into more details and try to finish up the dinim of Chazar. Okay, we'll do a lot of details. If anyone wants a copy of the rubs and instructions, please. What?
How do they call it Hakadura?
Okay, it's
is that like a grammatical nikuda, or that's like a yeshiva?
No. That's actually the right grammar. Yes, because what's the difference? I know, but what's the difference between Chazara and Hachzara?